This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Pete Hegseth. He's the head of Vets for Freedom, and he is a veteran of the Iraq War as a member of the 101st Airborne Division. But that's all about to change. He's about to head back on active duty and serve our country once again in uniform in Afghanistan. And, of course, he's stepping down as the head of Vets for Freedom as he returns to active duty. And, Pete, it's always great to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You obviously been a very prominent spokesman in support of our troops, in support of the missions in Iraq and Afghanistan. What convinced you to once again put on the uniform?
Well, didn't take all that much convincing, to be honest. It was one of those things where the opportunity presented itself, and it was a no-brainer. I mean, I have been talking about it and advocating for success on the battlefield here. I couldn't believe it when I thought about it for 3 years since I came back from Iraq, and it just felt right. You know, it's about time to put the uniform on and go back out there and get into the fray and really see what's happening in Afghanistan and do my small part to try to forge some success there. So it's just an honor to serve and an honor to go fight alongside, you know, the world's bravest and to see what we can do.
And you'll still be with the 101st?
No, I won't. Actually, this deployment, I'll be going with the 25th ID with a striker battalion out of Alaska, actually. But, yeah, so it's an infantry battalion. We'll have a plot of land there in Afghanistan.
Throughout the headlines of the past 12 months and more, we've seen a surge in troop numbers. We've also seen, unfortunately, a rise in the number of casualties as the fighting intensifies. Given the spotty coverage of the war in Afghanistan and what we're trying to achieve right there in terms of military strategy right now, what do you see us accomplishing and what still needs to be accomplished?
Well, I think we're seeing the beginnings of the shift in strategy. You know, from all the reports I'm reading and the people that I talk to, it's similar in what we're seeing to what we saw in Iraq during the surge when we pushed into neighborhoods that were previously held by the enemy. When you ask the Marines to move down into Kandahar and a lot of the districts that were held by the Taliban, of course they're going to face resistance. Of course casualties are going to go up, but casualties are going up much higher on the enemy side, and we're denying them haven and areas that they used to be able to plan from and plot from. So these are the spikes that you're going to see at the beginning of a true counterinsurgency campaign. The question will be whether or not we sort of have the not what it'll be whether we have the time on the ground and the political will to allow those gains to be solidified so that we maintain, you know, so that we were securing the population at the same time training Afghan security forces. That's the big question mark. Will we and can we train them fast enough into a capability that's solid enough that they can take over? And because we won't be there indefinitely, and the question is, will they be able to take it over? And it will be very interesting to see.
Well, Pete, just in a few months, we're going to get to that mid-2011 point where President Obama said American troops would begin to be withdrawn in his strategy revision. Although since that time, from General Petraeus to Secretary Gates, we've heard people trying to walk that back to at least 2014. Some say now as long as 10 years. What's the significance of the public attitude of this administration come this summer as that deadline comes and goes?
I think it's very significant. It's been encouraging to see them walk back from the date, but the date is still there in the minds of many, including our enemy, including regular Afghans who are Taliban is telling, hey, the Americans are going to start leaving in 2011, and that shifts their calculus about whether they want to side, you know, with us or with them. But I think, you know, we've heard from General Petraeus, we've heard from Secretary Gates, we've even heard from the President. This is going to be based on conditions on the ground. And as long as he doesn't listen to too much to the Vice President and what he's saying, what he's been advocating for a while, then I think you will see responsible policy. In 2014, you know, I don't like to set timelines on anything, but by then, you know, we should be making very, you know, evident progress in training Afghan security forces and seeing them take the lead. So I think we can make a lot of good headway by 2014, and hopefully it's like an Iraq situation today where attacks and violence is down and the public isn't as spun up about pulling the troops out because we've seen progress. And I hope that's where we can get by 2014 and beyond.
We're talking with Pete Hegseth, stepping down as head of Vets for Freedom to return to the U.S. Army and the armed forces, this time not in Iraq, of course, but to Afghanistan. And Pete, you mentioned that we're starting to see kind of the same scenario unfold as when the surge was implemented in Iraq in 2007. What do you see as perhaps unique opportunities or unique challenges in Afghanistan compared to what we saw in Iraq?
The unique challenge, I think, well, it's threefold in Afghanistan. First of all, the government and the corruption that we see and the issues that we see at the top with Karzai and others. But I think a lot of that is driven by second indication, and that's sort of security. We really need to look at number of attacks and where those attacks are happening and frequency of attack. But the part of that second part is the population. And that's what's much different about Iraq. The Afghan population has been more embedded. The Taliban, the Pashto down in the south, are more a part of the culture indigenous to that region than, say, al-Qaeda was in Iraq. And so peeling the population off of the insurgency, whether it be al-Qaeda or the Taliban, is going to be more difficult because they're more entwined and more engaged. And that will be, it'll be an important indication as we look at the tribes in, south and east of Afghanistan, whether or not they start to take in our direction. And we've seen some good signs. There was recent news about a week ago down in Kandahar that a prominent tribe there had started discussions with the Marines about siding against the Taliban. So those are the types of things we would need to see the kind of tipping points we would see in Iraq. And then the third point is we would need to see Afghan security forces step up. And it's more difficult to train them. There's less literacy. There isn't a non-commissioned officer corps. There are a lot of problems there. But it's population, whether they shift. It's the Iraq security forces, it's the Afghan security forces, and then it's the government at the top. And I think the government will be driven a great deal by security indicators on the ground.
What about Pakistan? We just saw Janet Napolitano over there trying to make sure that there's some progress on something to do with security along that porous border. As long as there are elements within Pakistan and as long as we're getting kind of a mixed bag from the Pakistani government, what's the best way to proceed there?
Well, I like what President Obama has done in both, increasing drone strikes in Pakistan, like extremely increasing drone strikes has been a great thing to see. And then they've recently even talked about covert operations, special operations being conducted across the border into Pakistan. If they're not going to address the problem, then we do. Because if we don't seal and deal with that border, then it's going to continue to have very, very profound and negative implications on what we're trying to do in Afghanistan. And I think by putting that pressure on militarily and then talking diplomatically, as the Obama administration is to the Pakistanis, I think we can begin to put pressure on them to take care of the issues they face in, North Waziristan and some of those areas where al-Qaeda clearly still has haven. We have to address that issue, and I like what the president has done in being aggressive in taking it on ourselves if we have to.
Oh, Pete, we certainly thank you for all of your contributions and your appearances with us over the past few years. More importantly, we thank you for your incredible devotion to our country and your fellow men and women in uniform. Best of luck to you. Stay safe, and we wish you incredible success as you return to the battlefield.
Well, thank you, Greg. Thank you for having me on. We can't do what we're doing unless people out there give us an opportunity, and you have continually, and we really appreciate it.
Our pleasure, sir. Pete Hegseth of the U.S. Army returning to combat in Afghanistan as a member of the 25th Infantry Division. He served in Iraq, where he won a Bronze Star with the 101st Airborne Division, and over the past few years, he's been the head of Vets for Freedom. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.